And now it's going to come time to get rid of my chametz. Rabbi, what do I do? How do I go about doing that? So Rabbi Yehuda does a famous statement. Rabbi Yehuda, and your chametz will shreifa. You have to burn the chametz. The chametz say no. Hashpasasa b'chol davar. That you don't have to burn it. You have to do something to it. And the chametz actually give you some recommendations. You can be mefarov as a ruach. You can crumble it up and throw it to the wind. You can throw it to the ocean, and the modern day post will give you a whole range of other possibilities. Throw it down, flush it down the toilet. A lot of different aitzes how to get rid of it. So the common denominator between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, although they're arguing about the technicality, the detail, whether you have to literally throw into the fire, everybody is buying into the same basic model. The same basic model being that it has to be destroyed. It has to be physically destroyed. Nobody in the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham said a word about bittul chametz. So that's problem number one. That's a huge, huge, huge challenge. Shishitas Rashi. How can Rashi tell you that bittul chametz is a mitzvah tashbisu if the Tanaim didn't say that? Clearly, there's something else going on in the sugya. So if Tosus would have asked that question, I would have said that's an amazing kasha, unbelievable kasha. So Tosus does ask that question kindly. Tosfos asks the question, but not quite in the way that I just presented it to you. So how does Tosfos pose the question? So Tosfos makes a reference to a sugya, the second of the Marmakamos, but the Gemara is discussing another aspect of Tashbisu. The Gemara is discussing when exactly does Tashbisu take place. Open up a Chumash, say, Ach b'yom harishon, Tashbisu sov b'teichem. If I would ask you, when is Yom HaRishon? Those who learned Daf Yomi, before you get to Daf Hey, if you were still enough Dalit, and I would ask you, Ach b'yom harishon, Tashbisu sov b'teichem, how would you translate the word Yom HaRishon? I don't think anybody would ever in a million years dream that Yom HaRishon means anything else except for the first day of Pesach. Achpayim, the first day of the week of Pesach. The Torah says, Pesach starts on Tezvav Nisan, Achpayim Rishon, Tashbisu Sov Vateichem, which would make a lot of sense. Shibis Yom Sov Matzei Vateichem. The Torah says you can't own chametz, so you get rid of the chametz on the first day. So it happens to be that is not correct. It happens to be that the Gemara tells us, quotes all the Tanaim under the sun, nobody disagreed with the fact that Yom HaRishon of the Chumash happens not to be first day of Pesach, happens to be Erev Pesach. How do I know that? So the Gemara quotes one source and another source and another source. It could be tomorrow's entire daf, five different sources from Tanaim, to determine that Yom HaRishon doesn't really mean the first day Pesach. What the Gemara most probably is doing is something that the Rambam describes in great detail in his introduction to Perashat Mishnayos. That every once in a while, Chazal had what's called the Perashat Mekubal Misinai. They had an accepted interpretation of a Pasuk in Chumash. They knew Ish B'Pi Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the meaning of Taich. This is the pshat in the Pasuk in Chumash. This is what the din is. But built into that Torah Shabbat was that if you really, really search in the Torah Shabbat long and hard enough, and you know what you're looking for, you know how to look, then you will be able to support this pre-existing halacha l'mashmah from the Taich of Pesukim itself. So in theory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah with such a chokhmah that if you were sitting on a desert island and you never knew what Yom HaRishon means, you didn't ever have a Messiah. Your Rebbe never told you. You never learned what Yom HaRishon means. If you really, really knocked your head against the wall, you could actually figure it out on your own. Now, that Messiah that we have, that it's somehow decipherable within the Pesukim, now Yom HaChlekim and the Tanaim. So how do you figure it out? What is the way? What's the route through the Torah Shabbat to arrive at the pre-existing Torah Shabbat? So the Rambam writes this explicitly. The Rambam writes that there are certain halacha Moshe B'Sinai that were not given this way. Rambam gives, for example, the fact that tefillin have to be black. If you were trying to look for a pasuk in Chumash, oh, I'll tell you, tefillin have to be black because it says above here and a yud here and it says black here. You're wasting your time. There is no source in Tosh B'Chsav, never was, never will be any remez, anything in Tosh B'Chsav to support that halacha of tefillin of black. That's what the Gemara calls halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what the Rambam writes. That the precise term halacha l'moshe b'sinai, we sometimes throw that term around a little bit, but the Rambam says that the unique term halacha l'moshe b'sinai only appears in Shas about 25 times or so, and the Rambam goes through the list. It's very, very. I'm going to list you every single time Chazal used the phrase halacha l'moshe b'sinai, just those words, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And the Rambam gives you about 25 examples, and the Rambam says, I think I got all of them. The Rambam like gives a disclaimer. He says, I'm pretty sure I got them all. And the Rambam didn't have a Google there, so he's by memory, he's going through Shas every time. So he says, he thinks he got them all. So the Rambam writes that the term halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the pure Torah Moshe B'Sinai, refers to a halacha. It's the Moshe B'Sinai. And the only way we know it to be true is because of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's an entirely different term that the Gemara doesn't actually use. The Rambam coined the phrase called the Perish HaMakubim B'Sinai. But Perish HaMakubim B'Sinai means that not that we know some freestanding halacha, but we know that this is what the Torah Shebichsav meant because we have a halacha, because we have, I don't want to use the misphrase, because we have a Perish HaMakubim B'Sinai to such, but part of the Perish HaMakubim B'Sinai is the fact that there's a way within the Torah Shebichsav to derive it. The Rambam gives you a few of the famous examples. Ayin Tachas Ayin. The whole first daf in the eighth parak of the Kama quotes you 10 different Makairas. How do you know Ayin Tachas Ayin doesn't mean literally take out the guy's eye? So one Tana says Azoy, one Tana says Azoy, one Tana says Azoy, one Tana says Azoy. And everybody comes to the same conclusion, Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mamon. So the Rambam says, would you think that the Rambam presents this illustration. Do you think that until the days of the Tanoim, they were poking out people's eyes, and all of a sudden the Tanoim said, gee, by golly, wait a second, maybe we're wrong. Let's find the pasuk that says fakir. The Rambam says, lo shamanu me'olam mi'beizdin, he gives a marshal, he says, mi'mos Yeshua binun, the beis of Shmuel Haramosi, and the Tanoim, we never ever heard of any authentic beizdin poking out people's eyes. Lo shamanu me'olam. He says, everybody knew that Ayin Tachas Ayin was never, ever, ever meant literally. What were the Tanoim doing? Why are they drawing us a cup of the eighth Pekha of Akama? Akama's not long enough. We need another block dedicated to sources for this halacha Moshe B'Sinai, quote unquote. It's because it's not halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's a perish of Akubim B'Sinai. And the perish of Akubim B'Sinai can have psukim to support it. And sometimes using the psukim, understanding the psukim, will enhance our understanding of that halacha as well. The Rambam gives you another example. The Rambam says, Esrog, Pri Etz Hadar. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes 10 different sources. How do you know Pri Etz Hadar is an Esrog? The Rambam says, what, you think that until the Tanoim woke up in the third Pekah of Sukkah, the year before, one guy's taking an apple, one guy's taking an orange, one guy's taking a banana. He says, everybody knew, we knew, we never ever saw L'Reinu, L'Shemana, L'Reinu, M'Avaseinu, M'Avaseinu, any Jew should walk the shul in the first day of Sukkah, anything except for an Esrog. So he said, so why would the Tanoim quote Yipsukkah? Don't we know it to be true? Yes. But licked in that perish of Akubim B'Sinai, the Pri Etz Hadar is an Esrog, you can bring a raya. If you really understand Torah Shebichsav B'Sinai well enough, Hadar is a Lashon. A Lashon Hydra is related to the word water. It's a eighth superior Shavit. They give you 15 different thousand different Makairas to support the pre-existing halacha. So although the Rambam, in his introduction to Bereishis Rishayis, does not give this as an example, I would bet this is one of them also. Achmer Mishnah Tashbisa. Have we ever, ever, ever heard of any Shomer Torah mitzvahs to say, any Tana, any rabbi, anywhere in the entire history of the world who's ever said, you get rid of your chametz on the first day of Pesach. Every Pesach, they have all the chametz around. You can, as long as you get rid of it in the afternoon of the first day, you're good to go. We never saw Rabbis, Zaydis, Rabbeim, we never ever heard such a crazy thing. Everybody knows you get rid of chametz. It says on the shul calendar. Last time, beating time to burn the chametz. Everybody else is doing it in Erev Pesach. So how do we know that's true? Because we have a perish HaMakub Mitzina, Ishvi Pisha, and Meshremenu Ach, we have a Rishon means Erev Pesach. But since it's the perish of Kum Sinai, there are ways to derive it within the world of Torah Shebichsav as well. So that's the Baruch of Yavi. That's what the Gemara quotes. I mean, I'm around different ways to show you how Yom HaRishon really Taka does the real Taichi of Yom HaRishon support the perish of Kum Sinai. Is there any real nafkamina between ladina between the Perish HaMakubim B'Sinai and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? I don't think so, because the Rambam writes both of them can never change, and both of them are not subject to machlokes. The Rambam, in his introduction to Perish HaMashiach, develops these two themes in contrast to the third category. But the Rambam says there's a third category, namely dinim that are derived from drushas, from kavah chaymers, from the matzinus, from the yinaz, from vav. So the Rambam says that those kinds of halachas are not Perish HaMakubim and not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The midas on Sinai, that means the notion of using a kavah chomer to derive halacha is a din that's derived from our Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the mid of kavah chomer. It's not that one day some rabbi thought of, gee, by golly, kavah chomer makes sense, let's use it. A kavah chomer, mematzinus, binyanavs, those are all part of our tradition, Ishra Pisha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the tools, the mechanism, how to derive new halachas. But the Rambam writes that unlike the first two categories, which are not subject to machlokes, or is subject to machlokes, is actually subject to change also. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that in theory, a Beis Din paskin based on a Kav HaChomer, and the din is nimnu v'gomo, this is the din, and that is the din, min haTorah, that's what you have to do. And then 100 years later, another Beis is going to say, you know what, we have a kasha on the Kav HaChomer. Kav HaChomer is wrong. So then the din becomes like the second Beis Din. In the Beis Din Shevi Yomecha, that's what Rambam writes, that the halacha can quote-unquote change in the sense of when you deal with the third category of rushes and kavachimis, the midish ha-tered rushes for him, so that's apiyat teresh yerucha, so you have to follow whatever the Beis Din Yomecha says. But if you have another Beis Din 100 years later that says, no, we think Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Yom HaRishon, you want to mount there, happy Carson. I mean, that's not a discussion. A Beis Din is going to get up and say, no, we think tefillin could be green, not black. So they're crazy. They're kofer. You're not allowed to listen to them. That's because they're being kofer in the teshuva. So within the first two, I'm not sure there are any real practical differences. I'm trying to think, are there any real practical differences? I'm not sure. Every once in a while, there is. I shouldn't say that. Every once in a while, there is a difference. Like Lamosha, the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Nida that the halach of Yud Aleph Yom should be Nida L'Nida, the whole background in a term, the Nida cycle. When a woman's a Nida, when a woman's a Zava, the 7 days and 11 days, that whole model, the end of Maseches Nida, that doesn't mean too much for us, L'maisa today. But those didn't remain Nida and Meziva are Machlekes HaTanoim. Where do they come from? Are they halacha mashem Sinai? Are they based on drushes? So the taka, there may be nafkaminas between the halacha works, but with the pure perisha makubal, but the pure halacha mashem Sinai, I'm not sure of any real nafkaminas. I don't know.
Rabbi, when you see
Oh, very good, excellent. So, in Onshim and Adin, the original statement is really referring to a Kalachaymer. There's a Machlaikis in the Poskim, when it even applies to the other Midish Yitar Adreshes Behem. There is another Din, not related, there's another Allah called that you don't give out Onshin on things that are pure Tashim Ben. Then, so something that's pure Halach Moshim Sidah, there's no Onish. It has to be given when there's a Lav, when there's an Azhara, when I can point to the warning. State in the warning, don't eat Chazah, then you get Malkus. If there's some kind of a Halach Moshim Sidah that says you're not allowed to do something, that doesn't carry with it Malkus. Anyway, so back to our story. So one of the, I don't mean this in a cute way, one of the most creative approaches to this topic of Akhi Marishan, how to know that Yom HaRishon means Yom HaRishon, means Erev Pesach, is found on the Fehem and Aleph, in the second of the Marmichemis. So Tanya Namihachi, we're going to pick up the, we'll read the entire Bryce. Tanya Namihachi, story about Tehem. But Erev Yontif. So the Tanya of the Bryce begins by saying, it refers to Erev Yontif. So in Erev Yontif Hatzimai, maybe it refers to Yontif itself. Tamad Laman, Lo Sishchar Al-Chabetz Dam Zivchi, Rabbi Shmuel says that since the Torah says in another place, you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach when the chametz is around, and everybody knows the shechtas Korban is on Erev Pesach. So obviously the Torah is assuming you're getting rid of your chametz. How could the Torah say Achri Marisha Tashmiso tomorrow if you have to get rid of it anyway? Al shechtas Pesach. So it's the din of Losishchot that's megala to me what Yom HaRishon is. That was Rabbi Shmuel's understanding. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Enot Tzarech. Akiva says, no. Harayu Omer, Ach b'Yom HaRishon tashbisu sabar batechem, uchsiv ka malacha lo sasu, lo yasa behem, but si lavash ya malacha. Akiva is a very, very fascinating drasha. Akiva says that Akiva says, play out in your mind for a moment. Imagine if for a second Yom HaRishon meant on Yontif itself. So what the Torah would be saying to you is, Ach b'Yom HaRishon, on the first day of Yontif, and we're playing a game, we're playing devil's advocate. Yom HaRishon means Yom HaRishon literally. Ach b'Yom HaRishon, on the first day of Yontif, Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem, that you should be mashbis your chametz. What would that mean practically? That would mean make a fire on the first day of Yontif and burn your chametz. What? Make a fire and burn your chametz on the first day of Yontif? Don't we know you're not allowed to make fires in Yontif? I don't mean midrabbanan because of striking matches. Doesn't everybody know havara is also on Yontif? Everybody knows you're not allowed to make a fire in Yontif. That's a malacha on Yontif. So how in the world could the Torah be telling me that I'm supposed to be making fires. They're supposed to be doing Yisurim. So it must be that the Kavanas HaTar is that I'm supposed to be doing Hashpah at a time when it's permissible to do so. I have a choice between tightening up this Pasuk. Achmem Risha Tashbisim. Either it means on Yom Tov Be'Isur, or it means that Erev Yom Tov Be'Hefter. So Rabbi Akiva says, obviously the Torah is not telling you to do Isur, I'm not telling you to do Aveiros. So that Gufa is the proof that Tashbisim must be an Erev Yom Tov. Atkan Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So hopefully, Mitzvah, we get stuff, hey, down the line, weeks and months. So there's a lot of work to do in Rabbi Akiva, to tie, to understand, to find in Rabbi Akiva. Well, I want to focus on one thing of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says very, very clearly, B'das Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva is subscribing to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa, that if Rabbi Akiva didn't hold Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa, so then what's he talking about? If you hold Ashpasasim Chaldav, if you hold it's perfectly legitimate to take the chametz and just throw it to the wind, why can't you do that in Yom Tov? If you tell me that Tashbisa means take it, flush it out, why can't you? Obviously, Rabbi Akiva is proving from the fact that Tashbisa applies on, the fact that Tashbisa can't really be Yom Tov, because that would be a violation of Malacha, the fact that Rabbi Akiva goes down that route, it's clearly Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda on the same team, in the same parasha, called Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa. So we have two Tanoim who hold Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa. We have Rabbi Yehuda who said it in the original discussion, the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, on a regular Erev Pesach in the morning. What do I do, Rabbi? The Rabbanan said, Tash B'Sos B'Chol Dover. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa. That was one presentation of Embiyah Chametz Ella Sreifa. Straightforward.
I think this argument is so compelling. We have other examples where you're allowed to do a malacha for
Ben Kavit, for Ben Musa. Oh, very good. Excellent. So I was very, very careful. I tried to answer that question in how I presented it, but I guess I didn't do a good enough job. Rabbi Akiva is saying as follows. In theory, if the Torah would have said black on white, violate Yom Tov to do the mitzvah tashbisa, so I would have said, Esed Achlasa. I would have said, like Milan Shabbos. I would have said, Torah says it's mutter, Torah says it's mutter. But we don't know what the Torah said. We're sitting on the desert island trying to figure out what's pshat in the pasuk. So I have two choices in front of me. Either the choice is to say that the Torah is telling me to violate Isurim through Dchia, or the Torah is saying do it in a way that's, there's no issue whatsoever involved. I don't know taich in the pasuk. It can go either way. So I would have said the pasuk pshat in the pasuk, just from a textual point of view, I would have said Yom Rishon probably means Yom Tov. Yom Tov itself means the first day of Yom Tov. But there's another possible taich. The other possible taich is Erev Yom Tov. So Rabbi Akiva is telling us that when you have a possibility of interpreting a pasuk in a way that the Torah is telling me to do something to Heter or to do something to Isser, it makes more sense to assume that the Torah is not telling me to violate Isurim. When the Torah says Milas Dechah Shabbos, I have no choice. The Torah said it. I can't ask any cashes. But here the Torah didn't say it. Here we're trying to figure out what did the Torah say. So part of the Midrash Atani Drashas Bahem is that you try to minimize Chidushim. You don't want that the Torah, if there's a Chidush, there's a Chidush, what can you do? But Chidushim are generally almost like frowned upon. It's a last resort to say the Torah was telling you to violate Isurim. So Rabbi Akiva is using that svar to tell me that therefore, most probably, the Torah meant Yom Rishon actually means every other than Yom. So back to the story. So we have two manifestations of the same sheet in the Tanaim of Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa. One is the straightforward Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan, what do you do on every single Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda Zachta Zoyim, Chametz Zachta Zoyim. Then you have the other time who's also manifesting that same opinion, Rabbi Akiva's razzle-dazzle mokar on the desert island to prove to you that Tashbisa means an Erev Yom Tov. If you had a choice, and you wanted to attack Rashi, Rashi said that the Raisa of a bit to be Amasagi, that Minatora Bittul is sufficient, it's a fulfillment of Tashbisa. And you wanted to ask, wait a second, how can you tell me Bittul is Tashbisa? What happened to Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa? Obviously the Tanoim didn't hold like you, Rashi. Why in the Tanoim drain us a cup with Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa? If you wanted to yank out a Tana that says Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa, and you wanted to use the Tana to attack Rashi, which one would you pull? Would you pull Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, the second parent, which is the real source of Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa, which is the whole sugya of Chavzayin, where the Gemara says what's the source for Rabbi Yehuda Shita, how the Chum disagree, that's where the Rishab discuss how to paskin. The entire sugya is on the Chav Aleph and the Chavzayin, in the second parent, it's an Ein B'Chametz Ella Sreifa. That is Rabbi Yehuda proper. Or would you Would you go to tomorrow's daf and yank out a Rabbi Akiva, one out of 15 different Tanoim, source that Yom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov, because he happens to say, which one would you pick? I may have made it a little bit too dramatic. You would obviously go down Rabbi Yehuda. If you ask your average person, who's the Tana that holds Erev Yom Tov, they'll say Rabbi Yehuda. Unless they happen to remember that tomorrow's daf, they'll say Rabbi Akiva also. Tosfos asked the question on Rashi, but they asked the question in a somewhat strange way. Let's take a look at Tosa in the third of the Mamakomas. Pish Bekundras. The word Tashbisu means bitl, that's the source. The Kashalari, Tayashbasa Varahi, Velo bitl. No, it's not, says Tosa, that Hashbasa is Havar is burning. The Sanya Bishmaisin, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Eid Zarich. But Tashbis, but it's not a he Avalacha. What happened to Rabbi Yehuda? What happened to the Mishnah? What happened to Rabbi Yehuda Oimer? Ain't become full strength. If you're asking from the kasha, in Faras Kvar, ask the kasha from where the kasha should have been asked from. So it's the deal in the Tosfos, a kasha in Tosfos. But that deal can open up a whole world for us. Why Tosfos, Dafka chose to pose that? We have to understand not just what Tosfos' question was, but what Tosfos' question wasn't. Apparently, Tosfos did not see in Rabbi Yehuda proper a stira to Rashi. Tosfos saw in Rabbi Akiva a stira to Rashi. Isn't Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda the same thing? Not necessarily. Hopefully, that's Hashem. So we'll continue with this Nakuda. What Tosfos' question was, what Tosfos' question was not. Just in terms of time being on Friday, are we on a different schedule? Every year we have the same discussion, the Friday of Thanksgiving week, we have the same topo. I never remember what we do, and whatever we do last year is lived off the same as this year. As they say, a different Thanksgiving this year. So anyone know what our schedule is? To be determined. Okay, well, the next day we'll discuss what that schedule is.
Unless I send out an email, it'll be the same time.
Okay, all right, so we'll talk about it.
If people have, just put it on the chat if they have.
Okay.